This is the story of how the world ended, how greed and hatred became overshadowing through religious manipulation, how mankind were led to believe that happiness is to be found in a life of shackles and chains and only to obey the overlord. This is the story of Hunapku, the only god. To understand the beginning of the end, we must travel back to the old mountain, far, far up north. Far, far to the west. Engulfed with beautiful white snow on the very top. Wearing a green coat of grass with luxurious fruit trees and berry bushes everywhere. The mountain stood proud. Here lived the mountain people. A strong folk. With great stamina and climbing skills. Warm clothing for the snowy top was provided by the sheep and goats of the mountain, and the food would be either from the trees or from the creeks. Among the mountain people, a small boy was raised. He was taught the ways of the river, and he was taught to climb and hike, hunt and fight. One day, out hunting, the small boy got lost and couldn't find his trail. While yelling to see if the others could hear him, he discovered a path through small trees leading down the mountain, only to find the path was very long and steep, and it led to a huge wooden bridge. The small boy hesitatingly crossed the bridge and found himself now in even more luxurious surroundings. The smell was damp, moist. The trees and stones had green moss all over them, and vines were hanging everywhere like cobwebs. The small boy hacked his way through the dense jungle with his hunting knife. And when he stopped briefly to catch his breath, he could hear drumming in the distance. He slowly moved forward only to discover an entire village right in the middle of the dense forestry landscape. The forest people heard the small boy and invited him inside their drumming circle. They taught him how to navigate in the forest. They taught him to play the drums, fletching, and the arts of bowman hunting. The small boy returned to the mountains with his newfound knowledge, and he shared his stories to the mountain people. The elders of the mountain wrote down the stories, ensuring that they would be kept forever so that the adventures could be shared and the cultures exchanged. But the writings were wrong. The small boy couldn't understand it when he heard an elder reading from the book. It was nothing like his adventures. The book spoke of vile creatures from the south and east, beasts and monsters with ill intentions, primitives using feudal tools and with barbarian leadership. As the years passed, the book became holy and considered the only truth. The small boy was no longer a boy, but had become a man. A man who no longer could stand the lying and the wrong-telling to his people. He saw how the eyes have turned gray and the skin pale of his own people. How the hate and anger was fueling them, and how the mountain slowly gave up. The mountain no longer sang every morning to the mountain people. It no longer had snow on its head, no more fruits and berries, only barren and cold rock was left. But the mountain people and its elders were clinging on the book. And one day the mountain started crying. It cried and it cried and it cried. The tears became rivers, the rivers became waterfalls, and the waterfalls became floods, and the mountain spilled its tears down. Flood continued into the desert, flooding the land until it reached the ocean, and finally it stopped, completely covering everywhere except the very tip of the mountain. Here the mountain people stood watching the end of the world, starved. They went blind and deaf and incapable to comprehend the world around them, and then they This was the end of the mountain people. The end of everything. The only thing that's left is my voice and the silent echo